The AO Show with Johnny and Eddie.
Your weekly K-pop fix.
Johnny and Eddie, the AO Show, powered by Asian Pop Radio.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the AO Show. This is Johnny.
And this is Eddie.
And we are
AO.
I can't believe, guys, it is actually our third episode already. For those who are joining us for the first time, this is the AO Show, a weekly K-pop radio show every Saturday, 5 p.m. Korean Standard Time, playing brand new sounds from Korea and even some of your all-time favorite K-pop songs, updating you with latest comebacks, Korean idol news, special guests, and games. Games that have severe punishments.
Yay!
Yay! Are you looking forward to that, Eddie?
Of course I am! Before we kick off today's show, I just wanted to give all our listeners a reminder that you can listen to the AO Show on both our YouTube page and also our new SoundCloud page, which is a great alternative if you want to listen to it as a podcast.
You know, that is exactly right, Eddie. When we finish recording the show, you know, I usually like to listen to it while I play Final Fantasy XIV because that game is my life right now. So on today's show, we have some great songs coming our way, new tracks from rookie group Madtown, and a fantastic comeback from Guyin of Brown Eyed Girls. Also this week is, of course, Oppa of the Week. We've got a new Oppa to crown, and the always fantastic and 100% accurate Eddie's News, which is coming up next.
I am the newsman.
Yep. So what else do we have on today's show, Eddie?
On today's show, Johnny will be answering all of your amazing questions on Ask Johnny, Tebak story time, and the potential for us to be severely punished is back once again.
Yay, punishment.
Today, we will be introducing Rookie Time, which will be a segment where we take a look at a new K-pop group and tell you a bit about them.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully introduce you to some new music which you might be missing out on.
Yep, it's going to be a fun hour, so be sure to stick around. Starting off today, we have a new song from Guyin, and that is Paradise Lost. You're listening to Johnny and Eddie on the AO Show. Put it on, so please. 어둠 속에 내가 있을 거야. 거짓말해도 돼. 넌 잘못한 게 없는 거야. Let me do it. 지금부터 넌 좋은 꿈을 꾸는 거야. Let me do it. 너의 귓가에 넌 내 손에 새겨놓는데. Nagging at tonight. Anyone looking for the paradise lost. 달콤한 꿀처럼 좋은 건 말이야. Maybe I'm natural diamond lost. 미치게 탐나는 좋은 건 말이야. I feel I'm there. 지금 넌 어디야? 지금 난 거의 다 paradise. I'm here, I'm yours. 이것만 기억해. You and I on another paradise. 불을 켜줘 please. 네가 나를 전부 볼 수 있게. 이 순간 우린 free. 돌아가고 싶은 곳은 없어. 소리가 나 아닌 모든 말은 거짓말. 너를 들려는 모든 것들. Stop. Anyone looking for the paradise lost. 달콤한 꿀처럼 좋은 건 말이야. Maybe I'm natural diamond lost. 미치게 탐나는 좋은 건 말이야. I feel I'm real. 지금 넌 어디야? 지금 난 거의 다 paradise. I'm here, I'm yours. 이것만 기억해. You and I on another paradise. They're talking about a fantasy. Like tonight. They're making up another fantasy. They're talking about a fantasy. Like tonight. They're making up a story so that they can control you and me. Anyone looking for the paradise? 멋진 말 거짓말 필요 없어 꺼내니. You are my M, I'm your diamond. 같은 밤 같은 달 태양 앞에 우린. I feel I'm
Subscribe now. YouTube.com/AO Dance Crew.
That was Guyan's new song, Paradise Lost. You are listening to Johnny and Eddie on the AO Show. Eddie, I think it's time for Eddie's news.
Mm-hmm,
do you want to sing our theme song?
Ready? Let's make it a bit faster, like a faster tempo thing.
Yep.
Ready? 5, 6, 7, 8.
Eddie's news.
First up this week on Eddie's News is EXO. EXO have been releasing a lot of teasers, and these teasers are really doing my head in, Johnny.
Really?
I've watched them all, and I'm dying for answers.
You know, same here. I've been, like, stuck on EXO's Twitter, and I can't get off it. It's just been a wild ride.
Yeah, it is crazy, and the teasers are all very well thought out. A hint is given with every release of a teaser, and it is up to the fans to crack the code on SM Town's EXO page. There's also been a lot of speculation that the first letter of each teaser location will line up to spell Call Me Baby. You know, maybe that's the reason why they changed the title track to Call Me Baby instead of Call Me Daddy.
Can we never bring up Call Me Daddy on this show ever again?
Also on Eddie's news this week is Shinee's Taemin that has just narrowly escaped injury due to a stage malfunction. During the performance at SM Town in Taiwan on March 21st, which featured Shinee's Taemin, TVXQ's Changmin and EXO's D.O., a moving stage came down too early and it almost landed on top of Taemin.
No.
It was really close. Luckily, TVXQ's Changmin stepped in right on time and pushed Taemin out of the way, and the three continued to perform the song You Needed Me. Get it? Get it?
Oh my god.
That's actually kind of freaky. It's almost like God saying, dear Taemin, remember to always be grateful to your friends. Now, although the stage malfunction was not a major one, it is not the first time it has happened. Just the night before the concert, a stage car used during SNSD's performance malfunctioned too, and this was during the practice for the concert. Luckily, no one was injured though.
You know that actually EXO's Kai fell down the stage. Like, there was like a hole in the stage and EXO actually fell in as well.
Oh,
so
God.
SM need to be careful.
Actually, when you look back, there's quite a few concert malfunctions that have happened before. Man, being a K-pop star is not easy.
What else is happening, Eddie?
Well, in a recent article by BuzzFeed, the American internet news website chose G-Dragon, Wonbin, and the members of EXO as the hottest male celebrities in South Korea.
Yeah!
There was actually a study conducted. Wow, sounded very doctor-like right now. And they have shown that in each country, well, obviously beauty standards are different, surprise, surprise, but in the case of South Korea, it was concluded that Korean Wave was in fact a major determining factor in modern day male beauty. So, you know, if you date like someone that looks like a K-pop idol, you're doing pretty well. Well, that's enough news. I think I need my dose of K-pop. So next up, we've got BTS, Danger. You're listening to The AO Show.
The AO Show, powered by Asian Pop Radio.
All acts better, 너랑 여자 짐을 수색 중 고작 보내준 게 문자 두세 줄 이게 내가 바랬던 연애 꿈 바람만장 love story 다 어디 갔나 드라마 나온 주인공들 다 저리 갔나 너 때문에 수백 번 주저앉는 머리카락 넌 당당 그저 당당 아주 빵빵 money money 난 내게 money 너보다 네 친구에게 전해든 내 소식 원해 원해 너를 원해 너란 여자 사기꾼 내 마음을 흔든 roaming 우리 붙기 전부터 내 마음 다 쓰고 일방적인 구애들 해봤자 헛수고 너에게 난 그저 연인이 아는 우정이 편했을지도 몰라 I'm a loser
네가 없는데 난 너로 가득해 미칠 것 같아
Like us. fb.com/AsianPopRadio.
Welcome back to the AO Show, guys, and I'm sure you're all very excited for this segment, and it's called Ask Johnny.
Ask Johnny on the AO Show.
Okay, guys, so this is my favorite part of the show where I take your questions from Twitter. Just a reminder that you guys can follow us on Twitter at @AOCrew_official, or you can simply submit your questions using #TheAOShow. You guys can ask me anything about problems you guys need advice on, questions about life, opinions on K-pop drama and scandals, you know, even, you know, what's coming up in the next EXO teaser. So be sure to keep those questions coming in and have them answered on next week's episode. Eddie, let's go to our first question, please.
Okay, straight into the first question. It is by Beatrice Gomez, 97.
Hello, Beatrice.
Oh, mighty dance guru. She picked up on it. Very good.
That I am.
How did you form AO Crew? Did you all know each other before you became AO?
Oh, that is a good question, actually. Haven't thought about that. Let me think about this. Okay, well, AO Crew got together back in March of 2013. So I think it's almost our 2-year anniversary now, come to think of it, actually.
Time for another party.
Yay. But yeah, initially we came together because we saw that there was a dance competition for K-pop in Sydney. And I contacted Alicia, which is one of the head dance leaders in the group. And, you know, we sort of pulled together a few different friends of ours. And, you know, I didn't know a few of the members because they were Alicia's friends. So, you know, we got together and we were practicing EXO's Wolf. And, you know, we took that to Sydney to do the competition. And, you know, we won. 4Minute actually picked us to represent Australia in the 2013 Korean dance cover contest. So yeah, we went to Korea, and then, you know, when we came back, we thought, you know, let's hold some auditions and make our crew, make our family a bit bigger. And, you know, that's what we did. So, you know, initially we were strangers, but, you know, now we share each other's lives. And, you know, I love each and every one of AO Crew's members. So
yeah. Hug it out.
You didn't actually have to hug me.
No, it was for the sound.
The sound effect of pet, 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 pet. Okay.
Okay, Johnny, I am satisfied with that answer.
Of course you have to be satisfied with that answer. I'm the mighty oracle.
Well, I can tell you if I'm satisfied or not.
I'm the only one that can satisfy you.
Okay. Someone has to take it too far. It's always one person.
Yep.
Question two is by LV Kello.
Hello.
What do you think about the teasers SM is releasing for EXO's comeback?
Look, I can't handle...
Did you hear us when we spoke about the news? Did you hear me going crazy inside?
I cannot handle these teasers. These are probably the best teasers that SM has put out. I love how that all of them, and I'm not just saying that because I'm EXO biased, but I think that each teaser is very artistically created. You know, they're almost like movie quality. And, you know, they all tell a different story, and, you know, they all feature the members' individual, like, super abilities, and, you know, everything's, like, all, like, interconnected, and there's... there's all these like conspiracy theories that the fans are all coming up with, and you know, SM is actually letting them play on that.
Yeah.
And you know, letting people like interact with them, and you know, trying to guess like where the next tease is going to happen, and you know, what's going to happen next, who's going to be featured next. And I think it's a really good way to generate hype for EXO's comeback, and I'm personally so excited, and I look forward to every teaser like no tomorrow. So
I bet even the location was thought out, and it would make an EXO symbol in Berlin.
Yeah,
somewhere.
Exactly. Like it's so intricate, like what they've come up with. It's very unique, and you know, in K-pop that can be lacking sometimes. So you know, I'm really happy that SM have decided to go forward with this.
Yeah, awesome. Now, before we get too engrossed in EXO, moving on,
because you know that could happen.
That could go on forever.
With me, that could happen.
That could be the show. Our third question is by Joshua Split on Twitter. Who is the best idol you have met and why?
Okay, huh. I've met quite a lot of idols. I think probably more than your standard K-pop fan, just because we've been doing so many events and going places and doing things. Probably my favorite idols that I've met is probably been VIX. We met them backstage in Korea, and you know, they were very, very nice. Like, they were very well mannered. You know, they greeted us with, you know, full 90-degree bows, and you know, they're like, oh, 안녕하세요, and you know, they were very calm and collected, and I think just their presence was very, very welcoming. And you know, they knew that we were all foreigners in Korea, and you know, they tried to talk to us in English as best as they could, but you know, it wasn't that we had to use a translator in the end. But I think they were really nice, and I respect them a lot. So I think I would have to say that VIX, closely followed by 4 Minute. Yeah,
awesome. Our last question comes from Emma at Minty344. What stylistic differences have you noticed between girl and boy group dances? Or are there any?
Wow, what a good question. Yeah. Let me consult the heavens on this. Oh, it's coming to me. Oh,
What is it?
I've got it. Okay, so look, with choreography for K-pop, usually boy group dancers show off a lot of masculinity. There's a lot of power, and I think the boy groups really demonstrate that really well, whereas on the other hand, you know, girl groups, they tend to show off the feminine side, and you know, they're more sexy side to try to appeal to the male audience. So I think that, you know, personally, I find male choreography suits me better because, you know, it is stronger, and, you know, I think I can do that a little bit better. I can't really dance sexy. But yeah, that would probably be the main difference, is that you have like these guy groups that are going really hard out. But that's not always the case. I've seen some girl groups that, you know, pull off, you know, some dances that guy groups can't even do. So, and you know, vice versa for the guy groups, you know, there's some pretty sexy choreo out there.
Oh yeah. Super entertaining though.
But yeah, the good thing about K-pop, and the reason why I like K-pop choreography so well, is that, you know, there's always a lot of American choreographers that come in and work in Korea, and I think they know how to put on a good show, and they know what works for K-pop. And it's just really interesting to see how there's always these really unique concepts, and then they apply that to the dance. I think probably one of my favorite choreographers is Tony Testa, Karl Hanagami, and Ian Eastwood. I think they're really talented, and I look forward to more work that's coming from them. So that is all the questions I'm going to be divining from the heavens today, guys. Keep your questions coming in at hashtag the AO show on Twitter, and hopefully I will answer more questions next week. Coming up on the show, we have to crown our new Oppa of the Week. So we've got Daybuck story time coming as well, and a new part of the show called Rookie Time. Speaking of rookies, is Red Velvet with their new track Automatic. You're listening to the AO show.
Yeah.
I love the way that mom comes up. Automatic, 아주 작은
so natural. It just comes automatic. 단 한 번 나를 스친 sugar rush. 너무도 자연스레 멈춰서 있어 내게. 눈을 감았다도 다시 떠봐도 이미 깊게 빠진 꿈처럼 내게 올 수 없어. 따뜻한 이 velvet skin 빛을 살짝 앉은 lips 비에 젖은 듯한 eyes 모두 아름다워. 포근한 이 손 옅게 짓는 미소 너란 세상에서 모두 아름다워. I love the way 내 맘을 감싸 안아 채우고 있어. 전엔 몰랐던 It just comes automatic. 아주 작은 멋짓에 감각들이 움직여. It just comes so natural. It just comes automatic.
Velvet Automatic, you are listening to Johnny and Eddie on the AO show. Oh my god, it is time to talk about those dreamy offers once again.
Oh my god, yes.
Are you ready?
I am ready.
Ready?
Okay. Question ready? Question is, are you ready?
I am.
Oppa of the week.
Yeah.
So past Oppa of the weeks have been BAP's Daehyun and EXO's Kai. I wonder who this week's Oppa of the week is going to be. Who will take home the crown? I am very, very excited.
Now you guys can suggest to us handsome Oppas to be nominated for Oppa of the week at hashtag TheAOShow. If your Oppa has been amazing this past week, we want to know about it. This week's Oppa of the week is in fact Jackson from GOT7.
Yay! Congratulations!
For those that don't know, Jackson is in the Korean reality show Roommate. I chose Jackson this week, well, because he is what seems like the most caring K-pop idol out there.
Yep.
He's always taking care of guests that come into the house. He darts off to get drinks for them. He feeds them food and even gives them a good massage. That's some next level caring right there.
Why can't he live at my house?
I would pay him billions. In the latest episode of Roommate, Jackson shows care for his temporary pet donkey called Michael.
So random.
Why temporary? Because he can't afford to buy him for 20 million won.
Wow.
Well, fair enough. Jackson has gone to all lengths to make sure the donkey is happy. He brings him lollies and even tries to dress up as a carrot to make sure they will continue to be good friends. That, I think, is good enough to give Jackson Oppa of the Week.
Well deserved. Congratulations, Jackson. Oppa of the Week.
Oppa of the Week. Okay, guys, leave us a tweet at the AO Show on Twitter using the hashtag Oppa of the Week to nominate next week's Oppa we talk about on the show. You are listening to Johnny and Eddie on the AO Show. Now it's time to listen to Taemin's Ace.
Johnny and Eddie, the AO Show, powered by Asian Pop Radio.
Oh, yeah, 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 oh. 한순간의 끝, 널 찾아낸 난 you. 정신없이 move, 조금 더 가까이. 아직 여자를 잘은 모를 것 같다고 난 사랑해서 둔 어린 왕자님 같다고 그저 난 후 yeah 그 모습 그대로 믿는 건 후 yeah 사라져가는 불빛들 구름에 숨은 달빛 모두가 찾는 네 거리 위에 빛난 건 네가 유인 온난 널 이대로 떠나보내면 가장 미친 I want
함께 함부로 서두다간다 침 아슬아슬한 you oh yeah 조금씩 조금씩 열리는 문 no oh oh 모든 빛이 들어막아 babe 너는 내 안에 가둬 절대 못하는 내 마음은 나의 이성과 싸워 지금 내 품에 안겨 너를 지치게 할 세상 내가 봐 나는 조금 달라 Baby what you want I know 네가 바랐던 네가 꿈꾸던 내가 보여줄게 사랑 아픔 슬픈 이별 너만 반복일까 그런 의심 필요 없어 내가 숨어내 넌 피어난 오늘 밤 내가 유일한 너의 Make me feel
Another sexy song, this time it's Ace by Taemin. This is Johnny and Eddie on the AO show. Now, something happens right about this section of the show, Johnny. Can't really put my finger on it.
Really?
Yeah, what is it?
I think it's time for Debok story time. Yep. So we will continue the tradition of blowing everybody's minds with amazing stories.
Do you want to explain to everyone what Debok story time is for those who missed out last time?
I made up this game called Debok story time, and it is a game that you can play with your friends at home, and I hope you guys had time to play it. Still nobody's playing it, but...
We expect trending on Twitter.
I'm still hoping. Okay, so the rules are that you guys have to impress your friends with a story that either happened to you or to someone you know or something that you've heard. And if your friend is impressed, they will award you with a debuff. If not, you've epically failed and you should receive some form of harsh punishment. So whoever fails to impress the other gets a Korean hard style flick to the face, which is extremely painful. Last week, we didn't actually deliver a punishment because the stories were kind of good. So I'm hoping to hurt Eddie today.
Thanks, Johnny. I appreciate it.
So my Debok story time this week is pretty cool. So if I can say so myself. So I was listening to K-pop on the train home one night after rehearsals, as I always do. And, you know, I went into my own little world. From time to time, I actually just start dancing in my seat. And, you know, I can't help it sometimes. You know, I love to dance. And, you know, the train, it's quite long, the journey I have to take to get home. So, you know, I like to dance in my seat. So anyways, I had these headphones on, which are pretty loud. So the music tends to spill out. You know when you, like, you put your music too loud and you can sort of hear them, or when someone's like on the train and the music's like too loud and you can hear what they're listening to. So this guy sitting next to me, he would have been about 30 or 40 years old. And, you know, he taps me on the shoulder and I thought, oh God, you know, he's going to get really angry. Like, he's going to tell me to turn down my music, you know. But, you know, he asked me, hey, what do you listen to? And, you know, I was pretty shy, to be honest, because I was a bit embarrassed that, you know, someone could listen to the music that you're listening to or whatever. And, you know, I find that pretty annoying, actually. So I'm a bit of a hypocrite. So I thought he was going to scold me, but he didn't. I was listening to Zion T at the time, and he asked me what language it was in and, you know, why I was listening to it. So, you know, I took the time to tell him about K-pop and how awesome it is, about the fandoms and how big K-pop actually is internationally. And, you know, he seemed pretty impressed. To the point where he actually asked to borrow my headphones and, you know, listen to Zion T himself. So I would like to say that I created a Zion T fan. So, yep, that's my Debok story. Yeah, was it good? I don't know. Don't hurt me.
I think I have to give you a hard style flick to the head.
No!
All right, come here.
Why?
Come here.
Why?
Come here.
What? No, hang on. Don't stop. Oh, go, my go. God. That hurts so bad.
Mm-hmm. You know what that's for?
What?
Well, K-pop's popular and everyone listens to it, and I don't see how adding one more fan's making a difference, Johnny.
That's not fair. I didn't deserve that. My head hurts so bad now. Well, I don't think I can do the rest of the AO show.
No, come back.
I'm joking.
I mean, look, you get to give a flick to my head if that makes you happy.
Yeah,
okay,
sure,
no worries. Okay, all right. So my story is pretty tebak, and it's about a fan, and I'm sure you'd be super impressed by this.
Mm.
So this fan has taken up a challenge, right? And this challenge is to sketch every EXO member. And you can see his images on Tumblr. They are really detailed, and the last one he did was about Xiumin. It's so good. And ow! I haven't even finished my story!
I didn't like where it was going, so...
Ah! Guys, I think I need a hospital... Well, anyway, the pictures are done by Alex is L-U-C on Tumblr, and the pictures are pretty awesome, so make sure you check them out. Don't use it in Tebak story time.
Because you're going to get a flick to the face. Okay, guys, so it is time for FX Red Light. You are listening to the AO Show. We're going to go to the hospital now for our injuries. We'll be back right after the song.
We put the K in crazy. The AO Show with Eddie and Johnny.
Asian Pop Radio. On air, online, all the time.
Yeah, 밀어대니 나 자면 발표 Hey, it's the red light, light 이건 실제 상황 뭐가 잘못된 건지도 몰라 Hey, it's the red light, light 연구하는 누군가 목소리를 잘 들어 Red light, 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 light 잠시만 숨을 쉬어봐, 쉬어봐, 쉬어봐
FX Red Light. This is the AO Show with Johnny and Eddie. We are going to do a new part of the show that we're going to swap in from time to time, and that is Rookie Time, where we're going to discuss a new rookie K-pop group. The reason why we're going to do this is because we feel that there is a lot of awesome and really unheard of rookie groups out there that deserve a little bit of love and attention. So after we talk a little bit about them, we will be featuring their song on the show. You know, I'm pretty excited to get this going.
Yeah, we hope that you will check these guys out. I think they're amazing. I really like them and they have a big future in K-pop. We are, of course, talking about rookie group MadTown.
Yay, MadTown, Rookie Town.
Yeah. Johnny, do you want to tell us a little bit about them?
MadTown is a 7-member boy group formed in 2014 by J-Toon Camp, which is actually the same company that manage MBLAQ. The group consists of, and I'm so sorry if I actually pronounce any of their names wrong, I'm really bad at it, but the members are Moose, Daewon, Lee John, Jota, Hojun, Buffy, the Vampire Slayer, and
whoa,
and H.O. So all the boys are very handsome and they're great all-rounders in singing, dancing, and rapping, which is a good formula for any K-pop group, in my opinion. Their debut album, MadTown, Super Debut, was released on October 6, 2014. But actually, not many people know that two of the members, Moose and Buffy, originally debuted in a hip-hop duo, Pro-C, in 2013.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Anyways, the boys are coming back with their follow-up mini album Welcome to MadTown with an awesome new song called New World. I really love this song. I think it has a great beat. We hope you guys can check out MadTown a little bit more after listening to them on today's show.
Let's check out their new song now, Johnny. This is our rookie of the week, MadTown, with their new song New World. Enjoy. That is all we have time for today, guys. Episode 3 is now finished.
Yay! We're done.
I am already looking forward to next week's episode. What's your favorite part of today's show, Johnny?
Look, I actually like what we just did. I like Rookie Time because, you know, I don't really know all these K-pop groups, you know, some of the new ones. So the fact that we can sort of check out these new guys, they're the future of K-pop. So we should start getting into them, right?
Yeah, of course.
What about you?
I like today's new segment.
Actually, I liked flicking you in the head. That was
Did I ask you that question?
So be sure to follow us on Twitter at @AOCrew_official. That is @AOCrew_official, or use the hashtag #TheAOShow to leave your suggestions for next week's Oppa of the Week. Suggest groups for comeback chat, Rookie Time, or just questions for Ask Johnny.
Yep, yep. Our last song is album song of the week. To see out the end of the show, we will be playing a song of EXO's Exology concert album.
Yes.
The song is a remix of their song Black Pearl, which was featured on their EXO album.
She's my Black Pearl.
That one?
Yes.
Since their comeback is around the corner, I think it's a good way to celebrate.
Definitely, guys. So enjoy the song. Until then, this has been Johnny.
And this is Eddie.
And we are
AO.
See you guys next time.
Bye-bye.
Hey there, Jay John from Asian Pop Radio. Tune into our weekly radio show this week for Asian Pop news, reviews, a diverse playlist of tracks, and an interview with Singaporean musician Gareth Fernandez. fb.com/Asian Pop Radio for more info.
I'm 바다에 장난은 기꺼이 내가 맞서준다.